Hannah, the liberated woman. While the nation of Israel continues in its state of disengagement with God, another ray of light surfaces, but not before a struggle. Hannah, the first wife of Elkanah, is deeply grieved by her childless condition. To add insult to injury, Elkanah doesn't fully understand, claiming he's better than 10 sons. Peninnah's second wife with 5 children taunts her. Eli the priest remarks that she is drunk. Sometimes God withholds a blessing when he has planned a windfall later. Hannah responds outstandingly to these dire circumstances. She releases her burden to God. As she prays and Eli accuses her to be drunk, she respectfully shares her problem. He assures her that she will bear a child. Hannah believes completely and immediately lets go of her sorrow. 1 Samuel 1:18 says, "Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast." She releases her pain, pride, problem. She holds on to the promise. In response, she receives a blessing from God. The gift of Samuel was not only a gift to her, but to the whole nation. When hope seems gone, God's leader is born. Secondly, she releases her blessing to God. It's time for Hannah to fulfill her promise of dedicating Samuel after weaning. There are 3 types of weaning in Jewish culture: from mother's milk, childish ways, and parental dependence. Samuel, around 12, when given to the temple, is in a position to serve. 1 Samuel 2:11. Hannah could have rationalized not keeping her promise, as Eli is incapable of managing his own sons. When Hannah releases Samuel, it is joyful, permanent, with gratitude and without expectations. In response again, she receives more blessings from God. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord, 1 Samuel 2:21. Subsequently, the priesthood declines as Eli's sons despise God. God informs Eli that it is the end of the line for his family, 1 Samuel 2:25-35. The punishment extends to Israel when the glory of God withdraws from them as the ark is captured. Samuel, on the other hand, restores peace and stability in Israel and is recognized as a prophet by all. What burdens and blessings do we need to release in our lives? What spirit of giving should we maintain?